Welcome, friends. I'm Connie. The Simply Happy podcast is where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. Maybe you're running on empty, and yet you are expected to show up day after day for everyone else. As women, we carry a lot of burden. We are expected to look after the well-being of our entire family. And then there's also the stress of managing the entire household and ensuring that everything is running smoothly for everyone in the house and ourselves as well. So self-care usually comes at the very end of the day, if we get to it at all. So let's talk about some gentle ways that you can reset your life and nurture yourself. This is not about taking on huge changes or self-improvement projects, but manageable, actionable steps that you can start today to start feeling a little bit lighter. Reset when you're weary. Refresh and renew yourself, your body, your mind, your spirit. Then get back to work. Sometimes when it's been a long while that we've been in this season of life of feeling very heavy, we forget what it feels like to be light and carefree. So let's address some ways that you can identify when it's time for a gentle reset and it's time to rest and replenish. When there is a quick emotional response to maybe even the smallest things, this could be anger, getting really offended about what someone said, or maybe just tearing up over normal things that wouldn't necessarily cause you to lash out so quickly or bring on such a strong emotion. When you are physically tired, even though you are getting plenty of sleep, when the smallest task seems very overwhelming, where you look at it and you're like, oh, I just can't do it. Many times when we are overwhelmed and in that heavy place, joy can seem really distant, very out of reach at the moment. And another clue would be when you're just going on autopilot. You're just turning everything off, all emotions, and you're just going through your day as if you were a robot, trying not to feel anything. Before you can reset, you need to create both a physical and emotional space for healing. Start by clearing out all non-essentials from your schedule so that you are opening up some space so that you can reset. Limit overwhelming inputs from outside sources. So this would be news, because news tends to be very emotionally charged and usually not that uplifting. Social media that brings you down, or heavy, deep conversations that you just don't have the emotional bandwidth to deal with right now. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Anything that you can do to get some things off of your plate. Maybe right now you order your groceries online. Maybe you order in food. Maybe you hire someone to help with your bank account, like a CPA or financial advisor. Anything that you can do to kind of lighten your load, go for it. Give yourself some grace. When you are feeling not quite up to snuff, like you just can't take on anything else, give yourself grace. You are not perfect. You are not expected to be perfect. And your good enough is good enough. When life is heavy, your physical body needs extra care, attention, and tenderness. This is not self-indulgence. This is necessary. Make sure that you're prioritizing sleep, setting up a really healthy, soothing nighttime routine so that you can recharge and replenish in the night. Nourish your body with wholesome soups, herbal teas, and whole foods. Gentle moving. I know that when we feel physically and mentally exhausted, the last thing we want to do is get out there and run a few miles. But our body needs to move. And when we start moving our bodies, we actually start feeling like we have more energy. Maybe you start doing some gentle morning stretching, or in the evening, just walking around your block. If you can, get outside into nature. Whatever you can do that feels good for you today. Practice deep breathing. If you just place your hand onto your heart, close your eyes, and take 10 slow, deep breaths. This is a great way to reset your nervous system, and you can do it at any point in the day. Heavy feelings need space to not only be acknowledged, but also to be processed. So here are a few tips that you can deal with some of the heavy emotions that are happening. Name how you're feeling. By just identifying it, today I feel overwhelmed, stressed out, and tired because blank, blank, blank. It validates your feelings and makes it become more clear in your mind of what you're actually experiencing. Sometimes we all just need to have a good cry and then we feel better. Cry it out. Give yourself permission to be vulnerable and to take off that pressure valve of holding everything in. Postpone any major decisions, because when life feels heavy, we tend to do one of two things. Either make a snap decision that later we look back on and go, oh, maybe that wasn't the best. Or we make the wrong decision because we don't have that mental capacity right now to deal with it and kind of weigh out all the solutions. So just don't do anything for right now. And I think the most important thing is to speak to yourself with compassion, empathy, and understanding. Our self-talk can be really harsh sometimes. And we say things to ourselves that we would never say to someone else. And if you're feeling like life is really heavy and you have a lot of weight on your shoulders, just be kind. This is the last thing you need to do right now, is to criticize yourself. Tell yourself that you can do better, to buck up or to power through, or you're being weak or a wimp or whatever your self-talk is. Speak to yourself like you would your best friend or a small child. Sometimes an affirmation is really useful to kind of lift our spirits. Something like, this heavy season is only temporary, and I have everything within me to navigate it with grace. When our minds feel cluttered with a lot of overthinking or worry or stress, here are some really simple tips that you can do to clear out some of that mental space. The first one is to do the 3-3-3. This really helps to become more present and grounded in the moment and getting out of your head. So identifying three things you can see, three things you can smell, and move three body parts. morning pages or brain dumping, I've heard it called both things, is really great to just get things out of your head onto paper so that you can move on with your day. Just writing down anything that you're thinking or feeling so that you don't have to keep it in your mental space anymore. Doing something small off of your to-do list, like folding laundry, really makes you feel like you're more in control of your life. Sometimes the heaviness we feel is a lack of spiritual connection, where we feel a disconnect to something bigger than ourselves. This is a great time to call upon something larger than you, whether it's in prayer, meditation, or being one with Mother Earth, whatever it is that kind of speaks to your larger self for help. Practice gratitude. And I know for myself, when I've been really low, coming up with gratitude was just not going to happen. It was very impossible. So instead, I focus on the small things that make me smile. It could be a cup of coffee. It could be the birds singing outside. It could be walking and moving your body. Anything that just brings you a little bit of joy for the day. Do something creative. Nothing kind of breaks that dam of the heaviness and ickiness of life than being creative, whether you're painting, drawing, singing, dancing, knitting, baking, it doesn't matter what it is, write a poem, something that just kind of like sparks that little happiness within you. Read or listen to something that's inspiring, whether it's poetry, a story, a religious book, whatever feeds your spirit. Heavy times in our lives can really strain relationships, but they can also be an opportunity to find a deeper connection with those that we love. Make sure that you're communicating to the people in your life, letting them know what you're feeling and going through, and also asking for help of ways that they can lighten your load a little bit. Keep your distance from anyone who really drains your energy or brings you down. And instead, seek out those people in your life that really lift your spirits and make you feel more joy. A reset isn't just about having a quick fix. It's also about creating and setting up healthy habits for yourself so that you can prevent this feeling of overwhelm in the future. Creating a morning and evening calming routine, so you're kind of bookending your day with a soothing start and finish. There is an art to doing nothing, so give yourself permission to not always be productive. And when you are being productive, lower your standards just a little bit. Only aim for about 70% of what your ideal productivity day would look like. That way you get more wins and you feel like you're tackling the tasks at hand and you're not feeling like you aren't achieving everything by setting unrealistic expectations. And always being aware and checking in with yourself to see how you're feeling. See if you can bring awareness to the triggers that make you feel heavy, stressed out, or overwhelmed so that you can avoid patterns in your life. The goal is not to achieve a perfect state of calm, but rather to obtain healthy tools in your toolbox that you can reach to whenever you are feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, or burdened by life. Make sure you're always staying on top of your self-care, because that is your number one tool to prevent going into lows. Please know that a state of feeling low or heavy is natural. Life is up and down. That means that this state is just a short season in your life. It is not permanent. It is only temporary. Giving yourself the self-care that you require and using all of the tools that you can today is not a sign of weakness. This is a sign of wisdom. Give yourself grace, be kind to yourself, and every minute of every day, meet yourself where you are right now. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media platforms at ConnieReet. Your experience of the show means a lot to me. I invite you to rate it. See you next time.